You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With the 2026 Commonwealth Games being held in Glasgow this month, here to tell us what it means for the city, I'm now joined by the Lord Provost of Glasgow, Jacqueline McLaren. How are we feeling about the Commonwealth Games? It's not too far away.
No, the excitement's building in the city. The anticipation, momentum's building. The King's Baton really now on route around Scotland until it comes back to Glasgow on the 23rd for the opening ceremony.
Must make it feel a little bit more real that the baton's now making its way around the country that it's going to be held
in. Yeah, it was pretty quite exciting. Finney was there and Clyde, the mascot from 2014, was there. So good to see the both of them together. To that continuity of the games in 14 and the games in 26 with everything all new and shiny. So we're looking forward to a great day, 11-day event. Absolutely. The city's just going to be bouncing. I just hope we get great weather like we did in 2014. I'm really excited about the games because I wasn't here in 2014 as a councillor, but I am as a Lord Provost now, so it's quite exciting for me to be a part of it.
I mean, it's been a big few years for Glasgow celebrating 850 years, and even this summer have the Scotland national team at the World Cup. I mean, granted, it wasn't the result we wanted, but it's really kind of rekindled a love for elite sport across the country, and now that's going to get capped off with the Commonwealth Games.
Because of the football, there was a huge intake of local community groups around the city taking up football. So women, you know, young girls and boys all just playing together. So there's been an increase in interest. And I always say, when the games come, there'll be basketball, there'll be netball. And you know, if young people can see it, then they can look at a career in sport. When you have big events like that in the city, it gets young people thinking about, well, if they're good enough to be a netball player or a basketball player, then the world's their oyster. So if they see it, they can be it.
Absolutely, and that's, I think, no more true than in the para sports that we're going to be seeing at the games as well. For people with various disabilities, seeing people like them taking part in such elite competition.
And there's 6 para sports. For me, that just increases the attention of disabled people around the city that really want to get into sports. There's no such word as can't for anyone, regardless of a disability or not, to take up sports. It's out there. There are clubs across Glasgow and actually right across Scotland that do all sorts of events. It's for everyone and it's inclusive. And that's what I really like about the Commonwealth Games.
For people who are travelling to Glasgow to watch the games, what can they expect, both from Glasgow as a city and the atmosphere?
Well, they can expect a very exciting atmosphere. The place will be really jam-packed with visitors, not just the families of the competing athletes and all the coaches and everything else, but the people who genuinely just love sports and follow sports around the world. So I think Glasgow's probably going to be the busiest time that's been. I think it'll be a lot busier than 2014, and we've got a lot more hotels for people to visit. And I think even if people are just coming for a long weekend just to see a specific sport, it'd be great for the city, and I think they really will enjoy the atmosphere when they get here. Glasgow's like that anyway. We have a great atmosphere when you come to the city. It's a UNESCO city of music, where there's always things happening in clubs and pubs all across Glasgow. The music scene's really vibrant. The food scene is out of this world, so I think people will be in for a real treat this time when they come.
My final question for you is, you mentioned that you're looking forward to taking in some of the sports because you never got a chance to back in 2014. Any in particular that you're looking to see?
Yeah, I'm going to go and watch the women's netball. I didn't see that the last time, and this time there is basketball, so I'm quite interested in seeing the basketball. I mean, it is a smaller scale down games, but I think it'll pack a mighty punch. And there's a lot of things going across the city. There's been refurbishment up at Scotstoun for the running. The running track's been refurbished, and there's been one or two refurbishments at the council and the Commonwealth Games have helped at one of the swimming centres at Toll Cross. Young people probably seen it the last time, and they might be competing this time. I know there's a lot of young people that talk about it that are competing for Team Scotland, and they remembered seeing it in 2014. So they've seen it then, and now they're doing it. So we look forward to a legacy for the next generation of young people taking up sports.
Well, Lord Provost of Glasgow, Jacqueline McLaren, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, David.